Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Where you are, we hope that you're doing well. We're pleased to be able to bring you another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh, and we're thankful that you decided to join us today. Before we get into this week's episode, I'd like to remind you that if you like what you hear, to please go to Apple Podcasts and rate our podcast and leave us a comment or two. In addition to Apple Podcasts, the podcast is now available on Google Play, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and CastBox, with more outlets to come in the future. You can also connect with us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at ICBW Podcast. That's at ICBW Podcast. Be sure to like, comment, follow, subscribe. You can also check us out on our website at ICBWPodcast.com. That's ICBWPodcast.com. And remember, for the rest of 2018, it's not that much time left. We're still picking random listeners on a weekly basis who leave comments and rate us on Apple Podcasts. Or connect with us on social media and share our content. The winners will get a prize pack that includes one of our t-shirts and some other merchandise that I know you're going to love. Because I will not give you shit that you cannot use. After 2018, we will have, and I could be wrong, but I doubt it, merchandise store on ICBWPodcast.com. Working on that now. Has some real hot shit up in there for you to purchase. We'd appreciate your support in advance. So now, without further delay, let's go ahead and get this thing rolling, man. I'd like to introduce my partner, who is a connoisseur of all things cultural. He's my partner, Podcast Crime Reds. What it do?
Hadn't seen you since the last time I saw you, Fresh. What's happening?
Man, you know how it is, man. We just trying to get the people what they want, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, sitting up here trying to bring out this content for all of our listeners, man. We really appreciate the listeners that have made contact with us thus far, man. That there's so many of them. I have responded to every single person that has sent me a text, that has sent me a Facebook message. If I've gotten an alert that you're commenting, you know, I try to interact with everybody, because, you know, we're not just out here just spewing content. We want to be interactive, because part of our message as a podcast is to bring Black people together. And even if you're not Black, man, if you're listening to the show, man, we appreciate you. We want to interact with you, too, because I think we can learn something from each other, especially in terms of how to interact with Black people. So, because we're the experts on that shit. You
know what I'm saying? For sure.
We're the experts on that shit. So white people, man, fuck with us. You know, we appreciate y'all, too. So, man, today we're going to do another Here's What They Think About You show, man, where we highlight our listeners. And, you know, respond to their questions on air. We don't do names or anything like that. But these people have hit us up on our text line, except for the first comment that we're going to talk about. He actually hit us up on SoundCloud. So we're going to go through a few of these real quick, man. And just to show our appreciation for our fans and listeners, man, to let you know that, you know, we do take what you say seriously. You know, we take it to heart, and we want to acknowledge the fact that you guys are interacting with us. And again, just to show some appreciation. So first off, man, first comment says, "Oh my gosh," this is from SoundCloud. "Companies very rarely hire solely based on school. Do you know there are people sitting in prison that graduated from Ivy League institutions?" I guess that's supposed to be a question mark there. But interviewers look at people holistically. Parentheses, experience, temperament, grades, conduct, background check, speaking skills, etc. And I know many Morehouse grads sharper than a motherfucker and very confident doing well in life. First of all, brother, we appreciate you listening, man. Second of all, I need you to step up your punctuation and some commas and shit, man. You know, I need you to use a comma so I won't be up here stuttering and spamming over your shit, man. But this was in regards to the what Red just said on the HBCU episode, man. And I'm going to let you go ahead and expound on it real quick. I think you formulated a response to that.
Well, I think the comment on that episode was about, and I put like air quotes. So I was saying that there's a, you know, if I had to send someone to college you know, would I choose Morehouse or Harvard? And I think what I was trying to emphasize was that Harvard would have been because it's more prestigious per se, that for someone's resume, trying to get a job, what have you, perhaps they would send them there because it's the white thing to do.
And that's when you did the air quotes and said, yeah, quote unquote, and better.
I
think you maybe misconstrued that.
Exactly. I think maybe you took a little too hard on it. So it was air quotes.
Right. Because the whole conversation that we were talking about was basically saying that HBCUs have produced some of the most successful individuals that have walked the face of the earth in regards to a lot of different endeavors.
Right.
So, we said that promoting basically right after that. It was a show about promoting HBCUs and the erroneous perception that white is right.
Correct.
You know, and if you've listened to any episode of our podcast, you'll know that that we're the antithesis of white is right. You know, if you've spent any time listening to any episode, you would understand that.
Right.
So brother, we appreciate you, interacting with us, but I think you kind of missed a mark on it.
Right.
But nonetheless, man, keep checking for us, man. And it's no harm, no foul, man. So,
shout out to Morehouse.
Right. Right. Get at us again, man. We appreciate you. Again, no harm, no foul. Second one, man, is a text, man. It says, I've listened to your top 10 non-singing. They left out a word, but I've listened to your top 10 non-singing female singers, and I hope you do more top 10 shows. You two are low-key comedians. Once again, thank you for listening.
I think Fresh is the comedian. I'm just the co-host, man.
Hey, man, my family says that I miss my calling on the comedy shit, but that takes some, I know some comedians, man, and that shit takes some real talent that I do not have. But on some serious shit though, man, I'm gonna let you guys in. I'm gonna pull back the curtain a little bit on y'all, man. So you can kind of see how this shit kind of works, because we do the top 10 shows for a couple different reasons. Number one, man, if you listen to the song that comes after our podcast, it talks about us being the curators of cool culture and consciousness. Culture is what people are really absorbing right now. It's the one thing that keeps getting appropriated over and over and over and over and over again, and people keep making money off of it. We discuss culture a lot, especially in this particular format, because number one, it's funny. You know, what I've learned over the course of my 47 years of life is that, man, you can never shame people into doing the right thing. You can never shame people, your own people, into thinking the right thing or to adopt your way of thinking. With that being said, our platform is used to advance a couple of different things. And Rez can expound on this if he wants to. But number one, we want to push unity. Number two, we want to push the support of Black businesses. And among other things, we want to encourage people to send their children, send their best and their brightest to HBCUs when they can. Those are just some of the things that we're proponents of. We do the top 10 list because we want to highlight our culture. We want to highlight our culture in a way that sparks debate, but also allows people to gain an appreciation of the things that have happened over the course of time. So you can research about this, search your own mind as to what is top 10 to you, and accentuate that. Celebrate that. Find reasons to celebrate yourself based on the fact that you like these lists too, because that is your culture. If you feel in it, this shit is your culture.
Right.
Right. So, we want to celebrate that. So like I said, it's not just two motherfuckers just running off at the mouth arguing about who's the best MC. Because after that, we're trying to backdoor you with to go out and buy this book by Charles Crouch.
Right.
Go see Michelle Morris in Tennessee because she's a great nurse practitioner that can help you with your health. Go buy some cologne from Sean Crenshaw. You know what I'm saying? Or, we want you to support those Black businesses. But we can't just be sitting up here slamming you over the head with go spend your Black dollar with a Black company all day. You're going to turn that shit off. So, we kind of mix it up a little bit so you can understand the importance of culture. And then we slide into other messages too, because you're more open to listen when you're comfortable. So we just want to make you comfortable with that. So now that I've given you the game, we got some top 10 shit that's going to be coming up. Y'all need to check it out. It's going to be crazy. And if you haven't caught up on the other top 10 episodes, go check those out too. And we're going to have more to come. people have really, really embraced this top 10 stuff, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it has been absolutely, the response has been astronomical. I could have done a show just on the responses to the top 10 MCs.
Really?
We could have had a 2-hour show on that. But again, like I said, we appreciate everybody that's out there fucking with us, man. I mean, because it's not easy, you know, providing this content and doing it on a recurring basis and trying to keep it fresh. No pun intended. But yeah, that's the method behind the madness on that. And we'll have more coming as far as us being comedians. You know, we just being us, man. We do, like I said, we said this shit in the preview show. We do this shit all the time. It's just what it is. It's what it is, man. So next comment from the text line. Reg is out of his god dang, and they put G-O-T-D-A-N-G.
God dang his mind.
God dang mind, putting Anita Baker and Toni Braxton on his list.
Ah.
The list that they're referring to is the top 10 non-singing female singers list. And Reg did have Anita Baker and Toni Braxton on that list. Bruh, explain yourself.
Explain myself. It was my opinion. That's my explanation. It's my opinion. I encourage everyone, go to youtube.com. Okay. And just YouTube Anita Baker and or Toni Braxton and just live and just see for yourself. Everybody has their opinions. I love both those ladies. Respect their music. But again, I would not step back and say, whoa, that child can sing. That girl can blow. No, they don't fall into that category for me. So
if you haven't listened to that episode,
I appreciate the comments on that. But no.
Yeah, definitely. We appreciate the comments. If you haven't listened to that episode, man, I think that's episode, 21?
Something like that.
I think. Yeah, go ahead and check it out. I mean, it's funny as shit. That's Charles Crouch made a return appearance on that. He's the author of a book that we have been helping promote. It's a great book, man. Cape and Holes, How to Be a Superhero Daddy. Go out and get that. But definitely check out that episode, because it's funny. It's funny as shit. When I listen to it again, and I'm just like, man, this shit is funny.
Yeah.
It's really funny. So go ahead and check that out for real. Next one from the text line, man, is somebody says, it's not cool to incite violence. We should all be in harmony working together. I had addressed this particular one. I just took the original comment. I didn't take the whole chain of text that followed before that. And I spoke to this on the Politics as Usual episode that we had. This guy was basically saying that because I said black folks know what need to be done. That black folks know what needs to be done, but they're scared to bust a grape in a fruit fight. The guy took that as saying that I was trying to incite people to exact some type of revenge or violence against white people. And I'll say now, like I said before, that's your motherfucking conscience talking.
That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying? I mean, you know, that's saying, you know, I fucked over some black people in my life and now I feel guilty about it. But, you know, and there's a slim chance that they might come and kill me. That's your fucking conscience. That's not anything that I'm saying. I will say this, though, the revolution that I speak of, in order for us to maintain the existence that we have right now, it has to be a financial one. It has to be an economic one.
That's right. That's where it's got to start, man.
You know, I mean, it's like, yeah, we could, if you take 14 million black people and everybody cap 5 people, we could make some headway. And right. I'm not saying do that, people. I'm saying this in jest, you know, but that's just some ignorant shit to really front me with, man. I mean, I'm not inciting violence. It's like, and I even said, it's like, it doesn't matter which way it happens, white people are going to get hurt either way. You know, if we withdraw dollars, because I'm still a 100% believer, man. White people don't listen to shit that you say, except obviously if it's this podcast, because they're commenting no shit. But white people don't listen to shit that you say unless you're whooping their ass or taking their money.
So do we know if that commenter that responded?
White, man. He's a white dude, because in my chain of text in which I exchanged with him, you know,
You know that.
Yeah, I know that for a fact.
Okay.
So, like I said, they don't understand shit unless you're whooping their ass or taking their money. So, obviously, something I said got his attention.
Yeah.
So, I mean, deal with it, man. Like I said, I mean, and, I say it all the time, man. We don't give a fuck about y'all, man. We just want y'all to get out the way and let us be great. Because, as I've said over and over and over and over and over again, given the opportunity of a level playing field, black people have always risen to the top. in every field of endeavor that we've chose to jump into, given the opportunity. We are a truly unstoppable force when the shit is level. That's why they work so hard not to make it level.
We're great people, but we got to first know that we're great.
We got to know that we're great too. And that's what I'm saying. And that's why we have to use our brains to a point to where we understand that this money shit that we spend in trillions of dollars a year and putting it in other people's pockets is totally fucking us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So not to make this a socioeconomic empowerment type show today, but y'all know what it is. If you've listened to anything that we've said, you already know.
They know us.
You already know what it is. So, but again, man, we're not inciting violence, man. Economic revolution is what is going to shift the balance of power in the United States. And if you don't believe that shit, man, just read the statistics. Just read the statistics. If you read the statistics about the buying power of Black people, and you look at the amount of money that we put in just look at hair care and liquor alone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just look at those two staples.
High billions there.
So just look at that. If we withdraw our money out of that shit and put it into companies that are actually doing it. I know a Black cognac company. I know a Black hair care company. Sean Crenshaw got a cologne.
Yeah.
Rugged Evolution. Remember Arrington Gavin?
Right.
He was on the show. He has beer care products. I know like 30 stylists that can do your hair. I know about 20 nail technicians.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying?
There's your network right there.
You know what I'm saying?
Everyone has their own network.
I got the network. So I'm just like, and I don't even have nails that need to be done.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So, y'all need to wake up, man. Yeah, just. But y'all just need to wake up, man. So let's move on from that, man. Because that's my eternal hot button.
Definitely.
Giving your money to people who hate you. That's my motherfucking hot button. All right. Next one. If Charles, who was a guest on the show twice, thinks Mary J. can't sing, he's a damn clown. But the rest I could agree with. I don't remember his whole top 10, but he made it a point to put Mary J. Blige as number one in his list of top 10 non-singing female singers. Right. Charles is not here to defend himself, but we wanted to acknowledge the fact that our listeners were checking for his opinion. We appreciate him joining the show. He might be back. But yeah, we appreciate that. Next one from the text line is, I agree with Fresh on the MCs. I guess they're alluding to the top 10 MC show. My 25-year-old son agrees with Reg. Reg, what do you think that says?
I don't know what that says, because...
So I'm thinking that the guy's probably in his
40s. It's just old school versus new school.
Right.
Yeah, his dad is probably our age.
Right.
And he has a son who's 25.
Which is crazy, because he would have been 3 when Biggie died. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean...
Yeah, that's true. Let's see, 25 years ago was 93.
Yeah.
So he went, Biggie died in 97.
97, so three is four, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know where they're from, and maybe, I would think a 25-year-old would probably be more into Drake and some of the rappers out now. Hip-hop artists out.
If he has a dad that's still listening to hip-hop, though, man, he probably got some of that old-school shit in him.
Yeah, I'm about to say, he...
You know what I'm saying?
He probably gravitated more to Biggie. You know, I had Biggie at number one, but... Right. And didn't soak into Chuck D and the KRS-One like his dad did, so...
Moving on, man. Next comment from the text line is saying, thanks for being raw, R-A-W, on the show. Fresh is really fiery. Love the chemistry.
You're fiery.
I'm fiery. I'm thinking that this is either a female or it's a white dude. Because
you're fiery.
Or it might be a white female. Might be a white female. Yeah. Fiery.
Radical, dude.
Man, let me tell you, man, I'm just being me, man. I mean, Reg, to tell you, I've been this way forever.
Yeah.
You know, since you know me. And that's been what? 15?
Shit, yeah, about 15, 16 years.
Man. Yeah, so. You know, I'm just being me, man. My family knows. If my family is listening to the sound of my voice now, they already know. Yeah, they're going to be like, that's that motherfucker through and through.
You smack the mailman. Right. Goddamn mail.
Right. So, I mean, it's not an act, people. It's not an act. It is what it is, man. I'm a little too emotional sometimes, but that is one of my flaws, because I'm too quick to get in slap a motherfucker mode.
Yeah.
Everybody got everybody, you know, I'm still a work in progress, man.
Would agree.
I admit it, man. I'm working on it, bro. working on it. But don't get smacked in the motherfucking process. But anyway, man. Next message says, I want to say to you guys, keep doing what you're doing. Wonderful topics, and I absolutely love them. Hey, we appreciate you. This particular individual, I've had some other, she talked about the What's a Real Man episode, and she was really
responsive.
Yeah, she was really responsive about that too, man. And I'm sending her a prize pack this week. So yeah, I mean, we really appreciate that. I mean, it's like, it's humbling, man, because when you say I absolutely love them, it's like, that's we don't take that shit for granted.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, for somebody to, you know, to really give you that type of praise, just for, you know, some shit that you're doing from the heart, you know, we really appreciate that, man. Never take it for granted, and we're not so far gone that we expect it. You know, we did have the expectation of doing well in this particular field, but it was a long range view. You know, we still don't expect to be, you know, overnight successes or anything like that, but we expected to have a solid production. And we work really hard to have a solid production and to be able to bring you content that is, that's palatable, that's not full of shit, that's not full of dead air, that's not full of clown shit, it's not full of motherfuckers, you know, drunk and just talking a whole bunch of nonsense, like, you know, like they're sitting around drinking. I mean, there's a place for that and people consume that as well, but that's not the realm that we wanted to enter into. So we appreciate the fact that you absolutely love the topics that we choose to talk about and that you like our style. So we definitely appreciate that. You got anything to say about that, Reg?
No, it's just good energy, man. Feedback like that is good energy. It's like Erykah Badu said, I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. Right. I mean, you know, so you're sensitive about content and, you know, hopefully that people will vibe with you. And it's good to hear when people vibe with you.
That's what's up. All right, man. Next one. It says, how come, and this is, I'm just reading it out, is how come altogether other guys won't do a Me Too episode? I can't say that other guys haven't. I do know that I think there was a show that another podcast that I listen to periodically. I think it's called Reality Gurus.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, I think they did a Me Too show as well. You know, this particular topic, man, is still kind of sensitive. We just wanted to approach it to let women know that we are sensitive to what the issues are, and that, you know, we're not two people that wanted to allow the fuck shit to continue. And you know, if you can listen to the episode, man, I think it's episode six.
Yeah, somewhere in the early.
Yeah, so
five or six.
Yeah, I think it's six. So, you know, listen to it. And we talked about that once before. You know, we didn't go into real in-depth about it, because I think I said it before that, you know, it just would have been two motherfuckers just rambling on about some shit that they really didn't know about. There was a lot of, we got a lot of feedback off of that, and we did a lot of introspective thinking about that too. A lot of things that we could have done better, that, you know, we're still going to have a follow-up show to that, where we're going to have some very impactful panelists. It's just a matter of getting people's schedules together and stuff. So, you know, there is going to be a follow-up to that, and we appreciate y'all checking for that in advance. The second question is, how can a nigga get a shirt? That's just the text that I got.
Yeah.
And they spelled nigga N-I-8-8-A. So they didn't put the G. So
thank you for being censoring PC it out, on
right,
that.
Right, yeah. Being PC. How can a nigga get a shirt? And I'm not putting money in the nigga jar, because as I'm reading messages.
Yeah, there you go.
So
in the past.
But, quite simply, if you listen to every intro for 2018, it tells you how to get a shirt. This shit's free. You know, you have a chance to win one every single week, man. You know, I pick out a random listener every week. And like I said, I've picked out so many people because people were just getting at us so much.
Yeah.
I'm just about out of prizes, but I got plenty of shirts. So when the prizes are gone, they're gone. But that's how you can get one. 2019, I'm not sure of the exact release date. We will have I could be wrong, but I doubt it, merchandise store. And you'll be able to get, you know, different types of merchandise in that particular store. We're still trying to, you know, sort out everything as to what we're going to offer. You know, supporting us in that particular manner is going to help us out a lot, and, you know, help us bring a lot of improvements to the store, to the show. So yeah, we're going to have a few different things in there. We've got a new t-shirt design that's coming up. A few different t-shirt designs that are coming up. The ones that I have been giving out, that is going to be labeled as more of our vintage design, because it's classic design. It's the first one. That's our baby. So we're never going to stop selling that. But, you know, we're going to try to advance the brand and do some things with it that are a little different. So that's what we're going to do. Next one. It says, this shit don't have no commas in it either, man. So I'm going to try to read it. Punctuation, people. Punctuation. It says, I think you guys are definitely the new wave of podcasting. You sound so professional. Other pods need to step it up. That's a mouthful.
That's pretty big, man. I mean, what's next for us, man? According to that comment.
Well, I don't know if we're necessarily the new wave. You know, I mean, I try to stay humble as often as I can, and I know Red's giving me the side eye right now. I'd be like, man, you humble motherfucker. But in terms of being quote unquote a public figure doing public things, you know, you're here today, gone tomorrow. You know, they love you one day, hate you the next. So
that's right.
You know, I don't know if we're the new wave. We're just trying to do us. I do know that you know, we put a premium on fluidity. We know we try to be as natural as possible, but we do put a premium on fluidity of the show. We put a premium on the output as far as the sound of the show goes. We put a premium on not doing any clown shit where, you know, it's a whole bunch of incoherent shit going on in the background and that you can't really follow the show. You know, those are things that that are done on purpose. You know, that, you know, we have an intro. We have, you know, kind of like a second intro where we talk about the show. We do the show. We do an exit. We do an outro. There's a song after the fact.
Right.
If you listen to any show, that's our structure. And we stick to that particular structure because when you're trying to establish a fan base, people are used to that shit. And as far as other pods needing to step it up, you know, I'm not going to get in the habit of trying to, you know, give advice to other podcast shows or anything like that unless I'm solicited personally. Right. Because I'm new at this shit too.
Right.
I'm on episode 24. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I mean, I'm new in this game. So, but you know, if people want ideas on equipment, or if they, you know, they want ideas on mixing and mastering and sound, you know, this, you know, dealing with strictly vocals, in a room with several different ambiance points and things like that, where sound bounces. I mean, there is a science to it. There is a method to it. A lot of podcasts don't have that shit figured out. You know, okay, what I'm saying? I mean, I will say that. But that's just because, you know, they don't have the knowledge. I don't mind telling people how we achieve the sound that we achieve. Because we're not sitting up in the Hit Factory with a Neve board with Pro Tools HD with 1,000 plugins. That's not how we record. You know.
But yeah, just like you said, you know, just humble,
Yeah. Just
humble to sort of have an audience and to have a voice.
Right.
And, you know, I think we pretty much respect other podcasts as well. I know I've gotten a lot of followers from other podcasts.
Just since, by following since we've been them on. And listening to them and,
yeah,
and talking to them about their, yeah, shit.
So it's,
you know
it's,
what I'm saying? So we definitely, I mean, you know, there's no, I think that there's some podcasts that are not on our sound level.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that there are podcasts that blow our sound away. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm constantly trying to tweak that to get up to the level of, you know, some of the other podcasts too. So,
right,
you know, it's, you know, we're just on the ladder. Everybody's trying to climb. Everybody's trying to get there. And, you know, this is a pretty, the more I think about this particular comment, man, it kind of strikes a chord with me because, the one thing that I prided myself on, you know, when we started doing this was being, even if people didn't agree with everything that we said, even if people didn't like every bit of content that we put out, that they could never say that our shit wasn't pristine when it hits their ears.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We wanted to captivate people right from the jump. That's why you have English speaking black woman at the beginning of the show because it's unique. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, her name's Angelique Franklin, by the way. And, you know, we wanted to do things differently. And I've actually, you know, I wasn't going to say this, but I've seen some other podcasts kind of adopt some of the stuff that we've done after we do it.
Oh.
But, you know, imitation is this, you know, sincerest form of flattery. And like I said, there's room enough out there for everybody. And we're all talking about the same shit, just in a different way anyway. So you just kind of, you know, respect it. But the one thing that we're not going to have, and I say it all the time, is like, if you're looking for clown shit, celebrity gossip and all this other bullshit.
Yeah, just keep on moving.
Yeah, keep on moving. That's, we're never going to have, that. We may drop a joke here or there, but it's never going to be a topic. You know, we're not going to talk about shade room shit. That is not us. We are middle-aged dudes trying to hold this shit together.
Right.
We're not interested in that celebrity gossip shit. So there's plenty of podcasts that do that type of stuff. And there's some that do it, you know, quite well, and it's quite entertaining. Some people are just sitting around a table and they're drinking and the shit doesn't sound good. You know what I'm saying? I listen to at least about 70 different podcasts a week.
Wow.
For real. On some real shit. And, you know, we all could get better. And that's just some real talk. We all could get better.
Right.
When you're looking at having a network of black podcasts, I think it's important. And I'm just going to go and put this shit out here, man. I think it's important that we try to continue to elevate our formats and our sound. So when we develop this network of black podcasts, that we can command money together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, how many products or manufacturers or products or companies would want to broadcast with a network of 100 different podcasts that are quality, that meet 100 different demographics?
Right.
You could choose your demographic of where you wanted to go and things like that. But see, you can't do that when your shit sounds like shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't do it. Nobody's going to take you seriously when your shit sounds like shit. So,
right.
So again, we're not the masters of sound or any of that. But, you know, we're definitely above some, and I'm constantly trying to push our sound to where we reach, you know, and even more, you know, sonically pleasing level. So again, I appreciate that question. As far as being the new wave of podcasting, we appreciate that. I just think that, you know, there's so many different duos, trios, foursomes, fivesomes that are doing podcasting, you never can tell what's going to be the new wave.
Right.
So, you know, we're not going to claim that. We just want to be the best. I could be wrong, but I doubt it, that we could do. We want to do us, and we want to do us well. Do us well enough to where nobody else can do us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about, man.
You should coin that one. All
right, man. If I hear y'all saying that shit, man, you know I'm coming. Yeah, anybody take
that
shit?
It's gonna be posted right now. Right, 5 minutes.
Right, you gonna get these motherfucking hands? You try to steal that? Yes,
there's the raw. Going back to the rawness right now.
Well, man. So, hey, look, that's gonna be it, man. For the text, like I said, this could be literally, man. And I'm not trying to toot our own horn, man. But I mean, I really could do. I mean, we could do a 2-hour show just off of the top 10 MC texts that I get.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, we could do this shit for probably about 4 or 5 hours, just people responding and things like that. So, man, we appreciate y'all, man, from the bottom of our hearts, man. You know, like again, this shit is definitely not easy. It's not it's not something that you can just wake up and just say, hey, I'm going to do a fucking podcast.
Right.
If you want to do it well. So again, we appreciate everybody that's been rocking with us so far from the preview. We appreciate all the new listeners. If you're a new listener, go back and check this shit out, man. Start at the preview, binge watch over the holidays, or binge listen over the holidays. You know, I mean, we appreciate you. We definitely appreciate you.
And
definitely respect. And, you know, we hope that you continue to rock with us as we continue to grow and to bring new content and, you know, in the best way that we possibly can, man. So, with that being said, man, if y'all want to get with us, as always say, man, you can call, leave a voicemail, text 704-946-6060, 704-946-6060. Appreciate y'all fucking with us, man.
Be good, be safe, and behave, man.
We out.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect, make sure that you come correct, then you should probably hurry, it gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. Expression Reds, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture, and we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass justice has the fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say, and since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should probably hurry, it gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should hurry up, it might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.